This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Conquer by Michael Moore Purgo, read by Harry Mann. Chapter 1. Most dogs have one name, but Pooch had three, one after the other. Pooch was what Grandma called him in the first place, but when Nick was a toddler, he couldn't say Pooch, so Pooch soon became Pooh. Then one day, Pooh heard the rattle of the milk bottles outside and came bounding out of the house to say hello to the milkman. He liked the milkman. But today, it was a different one. Pooh prowled around him, sniffing at the bottom of his trousers. The new milkman went as white as his milk. Nick tried to drag Pooh back into the house, but he wouldn't come. "Slack a wolf," said the milkman, putting up his hands on his head and backing up down the path. "You ought to chain it up." "Not a wolf," Nick said. "He's an old station."
"A what?"
said the milkman. "An old station," Nick said. "Pooh is an old station." At that moment, Grandma came to the door.
"Nick gets his words muddled sometimes," she said. "He's only little. I think he means an owl station, don't you, dear? Old station, old station. You are a funny boy, Nick."
And she laughed so much that she nearly cried. So from that day, Pooh was just called